Okay, Parshas Vayikra. Leilu Nishmas Yitzchak Meir ben Gershon. It's also Chosef Roshana Daniel ben Frumma. B'so Shar Chol Yisrael. Vayikra al Moshe v'yidaber Hashem Elav. Hashem called out to Moshe and he spoke to him. So we look in the Sefer Torah. Vayikra spelled with a small aleph. Why is there a small aleph? So I saw in a beautiful idea of Baruch Tam Rav Simcha Bonner Pshischa. It says, why is it dafka that there's a small aleph there? It says, because the Torah wanted to highlight Moshe Rabbeinu's anava. Chodesh Baruch Hu wanted to show Moshe's anava, that even when Chodesh Baruch Hu was calling out to him, Moshe didn't say, oh, look at me. Moshe was done with such anava that at the end of the day, everything comes from Chodesh Baruch Hu. That's what humility is. Humility is not saying that I have no talents. Humility is realizing that everything we have comes from Hashem. So dafka, that right now, the first time Chodesh Baruch Hu is calling for Moshe from the Mishkan, specifically Torah wants to highlight Moshe's anava. That's why it has the small aleph. Reminds me of our second of a story, which will be our idea number two. You know, today is the yard site, Chavtes Adar, the yard site of the great Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal. What happened was, with the Rav Yaakov and Rav Moshe Feinstein, what happened was, they were once discussing before getting into a car, and they were discussing, and what happened was, one of them came to the front, one of them to the back. Afterwards, someone asked them what they were discussing, and they said the following, both of them, they both had tremendous, tremendous, another tremendous humility. They said, they were discussing, who was going to get out first. Whoever was going to get out first, that's the person who should sit in the back. Why? Because at the end of the day, if the person in the front got out first, then the driver would just look like a driver, like a chauffeur, someone who just drives people around. They were discussing who is it who's going to go out first. They should sit in the back, so the driver shouldn't feel like he's just a driver. He should be a special. He should feel like royalty. Someone should sit in the front. And I think it's a tremendous lesson in anova. So at the end of the day, to be a humble person is a very special thing. But the third idea brings us, the question is brought down by the Sefer Ol Aryeh. At the end of the day, we're not all Rav Moshe's, we're not all Rav Yaakov's. How does a person fight off thoughts of gaiva, thoughts of arrogance, and look at me? So the Ol Aryeh quotes the Atar Lamelech, Rav Avram Pam. And Rav Pam's talking about someone who's starting to be a Rav, a Rebbe, and he has a lot of people coming to him, to honor him, and to give him a lot of kavod. And someone asked him, how do you fight off gaiva? How do you fight off arrogance? So he says, at the end of the day, people are going to come to you. They're going to come to you for questions. And they're going to come to learn every action, every little thing you say. So at the end of the day, you have to be able to give them the right answers, and you have to be able to give them the right hadracha. And if you don't give them the right hadracha, do you know who the punishment falls upon? It falls upon you. So at the end of the day, don't think that, you know, you look at yourself, like you're like a big guy at the end of the day, that, oh, look at all these people coming to me, look at all these people coming to, you know, ask me for tzedakah, ask me for eitzah. At the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you don't give them the right amount of eitzah, you don't tell them what to do, you don't tell them the proper halacha, the punishment's not on them, the punishment will be upon you. And I think it's not only for a Rav, and not only for a Rebbe, it's for everyone. Every sometimes people get honored, and here, honored there. The number one thing the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Ezu Mechubar, Ben Zoma says, who is honored? HaMechabed is Sabrios. Who is honored? Those who honor others. So we're going to close off these three vorts really together. Why is it a small aleph? Rav Simcha Bonner says, to highlight his anova. We saw this amazing anova by Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov to see who's going out first of the car, the person sat in the back. That's the person who got out first. And finally, this third eitzah from Rav Pam, how to fight off gaiva, to realize that it's your achrayas, it's your responsibility to make sure to give him the proper hadracha. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, right, the Gemara in Sod famously says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the me and the arrogant person and I cannot live in the same world. Moving on in the Parsha, but not moving on so fast, the Pasuk says, you know, it says, Vayikra al Moshe. So the Targum Yonosin ben Uziel, and also the Yerushalmi write an amazing thing. It says, as soon as the Mishkan was completed, Moshe Rabbeinu said a Kal Vachomer to himself. He said, by Har Sinai. Har Sinai was a mountain that only had kedusha when Matan Torah was being when the Sefer Torah was coming down and the Jewish people were there. That if at Har Sinai he wasn't able to enter, he wasn't able to come, right? Only a temporary amount of kedusha, he wasn't able to come until Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to come. The Mishkan, which had permanent hashras hashchina, which the Shechina never left, it was kedusha liolam. Hamartz Moshe bevada ina yochel lichanes ad shekadosh baruch hu yomer li sheakanes. Hamartz Moshe, should I have to wait for me to be able to come? Moshe Rabbeinu used the Kal Vachomer. He said the Kal Vachomer is as follows: if Har Sinai, which only had a temporary amount of kedusha, Kadosh Baruch Hu told me to come up, how much more so by the Mishkan? I have to wait for Kadosh Baruch Hu to come to call me, and then I could come in. Specifically by the Mishkan, when the Mishkan had a permanent kedusha. And finally, the fifth idea The fifth idea, also from the Baal Yartzeit. Who else was Yartzeit today? It's the Tefera Shlomo, Rav Shlomo or Radomsk. So he says, just moving on, the second pasuk. Mina behema, mina bakar, mina tzon, takrivos kabarnachem. From the animals, from the cattle, from the sheep, shall you bring your sacrifice, your sacrifices. So they said, Rav Shlomo Radomsk, the Tefera Shlomo used to say the following thing. He said, you know, if you look about it, an animal is mamish an animal. It's flesh and blood and nothing. But when you make it into a carbon, what happened now? You take the most physical thing and you make it spiritual. You make it kedusha al yona. So the Tefera Shlomo wants to say like Moshe Rabbeinu too. Another kavachomer, two kavachomers. If an animal, right? If you bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, you bring it to the Mishkan. It's the most animalistic thing. It's mamish an animal, and then you call it you make it kedusha. You make it a carbon shlomim, a carbon tamid, whatever it is. Hammer to morsel. When a person says, from today on, I want to be holy to Hashem. Hammer to morsel. Does a person bring kedushim to himself? And it says that's what the pasuk means. Mina behema umina bakar umin hatzon. From the animal, from the sheep, from the cattle, from the sheep. Takrivus karbanchem. I learned how to make myself kaddish. You want to know where I learned to make myself kaddish? I learned from the animals. I learned it from the sheep, from the animals. And they're mamish the most physical things. But for me, I learned how to make, right? The most, we have spiritual things in us. I say that I want to be holy right now. Person going forward can be holy going forward as well. So we saw the three ideas about anava, idea of simcha banim, why there's a small alf, the story about Rav Yaakov and Rav Moshe, we said the eitzah from Rav Pam, and finally the last two ideas, the targum minosim and azia, the Moshe Rabbeinu made a kavachomer that he waited for Kadosh Baruch Hu to call him by Har Sinai, so how much more so should he wait for by the Mishkan, and finally another kavachomer from the Tefer Shlomo, that if an animal can be made into something kaddish, even when it's zero, but then it was made to something kaddish by a human being making the karma, how much more so for us, by making ourselves through Torah and Tefillah and through Ma'isa Chesed, are we able to make ourselves kaddish as well? Where do we learn that from? Mina behema, mina bakar, umina tzom, takrivu, es karbanchem, shkoich.